Welcome to the official podcast of Apostolic Lighthouse. We'd like to thank you for listening today. We pray this message blesses you and encourages you to see that God is working in your life. Enjoy the message.
I mean, I know Acts 2:38 says, repent, be baptized, every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. So, you know, some people say, well, that's kind of the progression. You know, we repent of our sins. And repentance has to come first because that's kind of like the dying out of our sins, the old self. And then baptism is usually, you know, it's a burial. And then the Holy Ghost is like a resurrection. So, you know, that's the way you could do it. But there were people in Acts chapter 10 that got the Holy Ghost before they were baptized because we don't even know if they had repented. You know, Peter was told to go to Cornelius' house, and he and his family were in their house, and Peter was preaching, and while he's like giving like a little service or sermon, you know, and they're all sitting in the couch and the chairs or whatever they had in their house, and while he wasn't even done with his lesson or sermon, and the Bible said while he was still speaking, the Holy Ghost fell on that whole group, and they all started speaking in tongues, and then Peter said after that, he goes, now you guys all need to get baptized in Jesus' name, and he baptized them all. So whether you get the Holy Ghost before baptism or after baptism, repentance is always first. You can't be baptized until you repent, because we don't bury live people, right? It's not a good thing in real life, and it's not a good thing in spiritual life. So you die first, which is repentance. You're buried with him in baptism, and then you rise to walk in newness of life, the baptism of the Holy Ghost, right? You know, the resurrection power that got him out of the tomb, so to speak. A lot of people get baptized in the titles Father, Son, Holy Ghost, or in Jesus' name. Is there a difference? Is it the same thing? Is it two ways of saying the same thing? Here's the thing. There's one scripture in the whole, like baptism is not an Old Testament thing. So let's just focus on the New Testament. Baptism is a New Testament thing. And there's only one verse in the whole New Testament that talks about Father, Son, Holy Ghost baptism. And that was Jesus. Says, go into all the world and baptize the converts in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, okay? So he told them, he said, go do it in the name, singular, of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Then the church started in the book of Acts. It's the historical record of the birth, the starting, and the early days and years of the church. And you'll never find anywhere in the besides that one verse, anywhere in the New Testament where the apostles or anybody ever baptized in the titles Father, Son, Holy Ghost in the Bible. So a lot of people say, well, did they not understand Jesus? Did they misunderstand? Why are they doing it? No. The reason why is, now what is, there's one name that represents the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Okay? Jesus said, I come in my Father's name. And that is in John 5:39, I believe. And then, or 5:43. I think it's 5:43. And then in Hebrews, that's good. Thank you. And then Hebrews 1, verse 4. Can we put that up there? Jesus being so much better than the angels, he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. So Jesus inherited his name. Who did he get it from? I got Bradley from my dad, right? And you all got your last names for you from your dad. You inherited him. So he inherited his name from his father, right? And then you say, well, the Holy Ghost, what's then, you know, is the Holy Ghost a name? It's really a title. The Father, Son, Holy Ghost are titles of relationship. Right? Like, I'm a father, I'm a son, I'm a husband. That's not my name. But my name, Randy Bradley, it represents who I am. I'm a father, son, and a husband. But my name is Randy Bradley. If I signed a check, father, son, husband, bounce, bounce, bounce. But if I signed it Randy Bradley, that's what's on the signature card at the bank, the branch that I open the account, right? So the legal name for baptism is the name of, the singular name. He didn't say the names of. So Father is a title of relationship. Son is a title. Holy Ghost is a title. And everywhere, you know, he said, be baptized in the name of Jesus. Everywhere they were baptized in Acts chapter 8, Acts chapter 10, Acts chapter 19, Acts chapter 21, he was, we're buried with him in baptism. Who died and who was buried? Jesus. And so if the name of the Father is Jesus, now Old Testament, what was the Father's like name that he went by? Jehovah, right? You've heard Jehovah. And that was one name, Yahweh or Jehovah of the Father of the Old Testament, God, the Father, whatever. And Jehovah said in Isaiah 43:11, he said, I am the Lord. So I am Jehovah, and beside me there is no Savior. So Jehovah said he was the Savior, okay? Now, Lord, capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D, like in the King James and other versions where they're all capitalized, that's translated Yahweh or Jehovah. So he says, I am Jehovah. Beside me, there is no Savior. And did you know the name Jesus is literally made up of two words? Jehovah, Savior. J-E is short for Jehovah. And S-U-S is Savior, is Shua, which means Savior. So Jesus is the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. It's the, because what did he say in Acts 4:12? He said, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven among men whereby we must be saved. And we understand that baptism is vital to our salvation, because what did Jesus himself say in Mark chapter 16, verse 16? He said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. So he said baptism and believing is important. And he said we do it in his name. So it's important that we were baptized. And the name of Jesus is the name that, you know, was used. So, and then there's another passage, of course, it's Philippians 2:9-11. He said, God has highly exalted him and given him the name above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven, things on earth, and things under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. So the name of Jesus, if you pick one name in the whole Bible that's the greatest name in the Bible, is Jesus. So that's the name we're supposed to be baptized in. It's not the same as being baptized in the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, because that's not the name of Jesus. And remember, it's the name that brings the blood, and the blood is what forgives the sins. So we have to have the name called over us, and it's the name that brings the blood. Jesus said, you haven't asked anything in my name. Ask in my name and it shall be done. So we pray in the name of Jesus. There were demon-possessed people in the Bible. There's still demon-possessed people out there. If we come across something like that and we have to jump into action, it's in the name of Jesus. We can't do anything but Jesus' name cast it out, right? Amen. So the name of Jesus will heal people. The name of Jesus will answer prayer. The name of Jesus will cast out demons. And so why wouldn't we be baptized in the name of Jesus? And in fact, Paul said, whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of Jesus. So all four of those other things I just said, that's important. But he said, just fill in the blank. Whatever you do in word or deed, do it in the name of Jesus. You can't go wrong doing it all in the name of Jesus. Praise God. He never said, you know, end your prayers in the name of the Father. He didn't say that. Or the name of the Holy Ghost. He said in the name of Jesus. And, you know, what is the name of the Son? You know, Father, Son, the name of the Son. We know that. It's Jesus. But the Holy Ghost, what's the name of the Holy Ghost? Well, Jesus said, the Father will send the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, to you in my name. So the Holy Ghost comes in the name of Jesus. And so the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, it's one name, just a one-stop shop. You don't have to say three names. Just one name covers it all. One name covers the whole Bible. It covers everything. Amen.
What an incredible message. Thank you again for joining us on the podcast, and may God bless you.